CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The top Republican on the Senate Commerce Committee, Senator Ted Cruz, says he's launching an investigation into the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and the San Francisco Fed over what he describes as a bailout to the bank.
There's quite a bit that we can do administratively, but without Congress, without Congress, we can't fully deal with this issue.
At the White House, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called on lawmakers to pass new banking regulations. A total of 10 people are now charged with the death of 28-year-old Ivo Otieno at a Virginia psych hospital last week.
There was a chance to rescue him. There was a chance to stop what was going on. And I don't understand how all systems failed him.
His mother, Caroline, watched video of 7 deputies holding a handcuffed Otieno on the ground for 12 minutes before he died. 16 states under alerts for heavy snow, high winds, flooding, and severe weather. This is ABC News. Earthquakes have slowed at 2 volcanoes on an uninhabited Alaskan island, so officials have lowered warning levels. Primate on the prowl in Oklahoma.
Look at that, in Oklahoma.
People living in Carter County could not believe what they were seeing outside of their homes. A monkey. It came to this man's back porch and charged at him when he tried to go outside.
What's a monkey doing in Oklahoma?
And police say the monkey went to the home of Brittany Parker. She saw it trying to open the screen door of her home. She called police. She went outside to meet officers, and it attacked her.
Yanked out multiple wads of hair.
It ripped her ear apart. The monkey was later shot and killed by a neighbor. Prosecutors will decide if charges should be filed against the owners.
R. Alex Stone, Boston is moving ahead with a plan to limit fossil fuel use. The ordinance would require new buildings to install solar panels and add wiring to convert to all electric in the future. On Wall Street, generally an up day. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're gonna amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
I pick one. We can just play three headlines.
The Chris Hahn Show.
Who could have predicted this?
What a seat that coming, and why didn't anyone warn me?
Good evening, America, and welcome. This is the Chris Hahn Show.
This is Kristen Bryan,
your host,
as goes Wisconsin.
Chris Hahn, the truth is on the air. Entrance of the United America. I've got a great show for you. Former Senator Barbara Boxer makes a return to the program. And I got a lot to talk about because there's a lot going on in the world of politics and entertainment and everything else. So, you know, let me just start, you know, at the thing that impressed me the most this week. President Joseph Robinette Biden, who a lot of people like to refer to as Sleepy Joe and have been questioning his vigor, did, I think, one of the bravest things I've ever seen a president do. I guess Lincoln going to the front lines of the Civil War, getting shot at, was pretty brave. But I didn't see it because that was 150 years before I was born. But President Biden, in the middle of the night, got on a plane, not Air Force One, a regular military C-52. I don't know what the name of the plane was. Not Air Force One. Flew to Poland, hopped on a train, and went through a war zone into Kyiv, Ukraine, to send a message not only to the Ukrainians that we are with them, not only to the Russians that we are with the Ukrainians, and you better be careful.
My name is Dan Schaefer.
But also to the Chinese,
your host for today,
who are considering giving lethal aid.
But if you don't know me, my name is Dan Schaefer. I have been filled in for Kristen on a number of occasions on his show. I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news
that
and politics
the Americans
in Milwaukee
and the West
and
are
Wisconsin.
With
I write a whole
and
lot
if you
about
want to
elections,
continue to sell us
politics,
cheap electronics,
what's
which
happening
I think
in state government,
do, actually.
Things
I think
like that.
China
also, this week, I wanted to let you know that we launched something new in partnership with Civic Media over at the Recombobulation Area. We launched a new podcast
series
called Bird on a Wire.
States,
it features
Europe,
conversations
Japan,
on hope, civility, and action with former candidate for Wisconsin State Assembly, Lou Ann Bird.
But I think President Biden going to Ukraine sends a
piece at the
very strong message
area
to them.
Last
we
year,
will
during
not
the run-up
be
to
happy
the midterm
if you do that
elections,
and sanctions will follow. And some people say, well, Chris,
a Milwaukee Press Club award.
They got a billion,
so do check that out. It's called Bird on a Wire.
People
the podcast
China.
Series is called Bird on a Wire.
How
we've
can
got
you
two
sanction
episodes
them? Aren't they sanction
at the Recombobulation Area. So if you're not
nobody
sick of listening
proof.
To me after the 3 hours of
most
the show
of their
here,
wealth comes from trade.
You can pick up that podcast and take a look. But we have a terrific show planned for you here at As Goes Wisconsin for the next next 3 hours.
I know people. Say,
you know, there's obviously the big
nobody's
race for Wisconsin
for
Supreme Court that is going to be on the ballot on April 4th.
And there are always people
we are
in
now
the party
less than 3 weeks away
throw you out and
from
job.
That election day.
Right?
We are now less than one week away from the beginning of early voting.
Even Putin's addicted.
The beginning of early voting. Begins,
I think the people
in person absentee voting
going to get
will
to
begin next week.
He
Tuesday.
Can no longer be president
so
of Russia.
If you don't want to risk it,
he is afraid
with
to
whether
fly
you're
on a plane
out of town
now.
For
Supposedly
spring break,
on an armored
or if you don't want to risk it with Wisconsin's crazy weather on election
like
day,
a regular rail car.
Just go figure
and
out where
very
in your town you can
people.
Vote
Doesn't
in person absentee. To make sure
know.
That vote is cast and recorded
for
the spring election. But not only
you know,
will there be the big, important statewide race
you know, he was
for Wisconsin Supreme Court on
by the
ballot,
Russian Constitution.
There will also be
he decided to become
a number of other local races. And we're
going to
be talking
their,
about some of them today
of
because I think they kind of fly under the radar. Not only is a spring election you know, harder to get attention to,
and
people are
he came back
a little bit fatigued
after 8 years,
by the end of the election
laughed.
Cycle and the midterms,
we
got to come right back and vote in
the
spring election cycle for this hugely important race. There's also a number of local elections that are happening,
Dead.
And we're going to be talking about a couple of
Came
those today.
To
there's some really
crazy.
Important mayoral races happening all over Wisconsin in this election cycle. So we're going
to
be joined by Kristen Lierley
exactly
of Green Bay, who's going to be talking to us about what's been happening in the Green Bay mayor's race. That's going
to
be a really interesting one
to
follow. She's going to be joining us here during the 11 o'clock
and I think it's
hour.
One of the bravest things
and then there is
the
a mayor's
States
race also
done.
Happening in Madison.
You might say, well,
so we're
Chris,
going
to
be joined
the Russians
by Scott Gordon
coming,
of Tone
yeah,
Madison.
He told him, said, we're coming.
He is going to be talking to
so,
us
yeah,
a little bit about
control.
The Madison mayor's race, about
Doesn't
what's been happening there.
Biden while he's there.
Another really interesting one to follow.
Can happen in a
and then not only are we going to be talking to guests in Wisconsin about the race, but we're going to be bringing in somebody from
doesn't get the message, maybe
doesn't
care
if
they got the message.
Who's going to be talking about Patty Vasquez.
We the pros
who
and cons
is
of the action.
A radio host at WCPT
no, I think what
820
President Biden
in Chicago.
Incredibly
I actually am a regular guest on that show.
Where
so we're
going to
be turning the tables
now,
a little bit today. She's going to be joining us during the 12
the right
o'clock hour. She's
country.
Going to be talking to us about the Chicago mayor's
Which
race.
Was
now
losing
I know
their
this
mind
is As Goes Wisconsin. This is a Wisconsin.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
To As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer.
Cloudy
skies overnight. Kristen Bride today. If you don't know me, I am the founder of Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. As we discussed before the break, we are going to be joined here for our next segment. We're going to be talking about the Green Bay mayor's race and a little bit more. We are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Very excited to talk to you and have this conversation about what's been going on in Green Bay lately.
24/7 at WAUKRadio.com.
Green Bay is a soap opera right now, so I'm excited to learn about this because, as I mentioned before the break, you know, I've been paying so much attention to the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, I cover so many different issues in my hometown of the city of Milwaukee, and so I haven't really had a lot of chances to really dig into what's been going on.
It's called The Aggressive Progressive.
It is available wherever you get your podcast.
iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts,
I think
Pandora,
one of the most important
Stitcher.
Ones is one happening in your community in Green Bay.
I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter.
So you said it's a little bit of a soap opera here. What's going on with this race?
I will be on News Nation a lot often.
And what are you paying attention to?
If you don't know what News Nation is, look it up. Go to newsnation.com or just Google News Nation
up here right now
and find out
course,
where you can watch it. It's a cable news channel. It's not
go, but more
brand new, but it's pretty
we've
new.
Got our mayoral
and they're about to go
24/7
Eric in a couple of days
and
back
Chad
in April.
But
I'm on there all the time, so check
him.
Me out there.
And
you know, and you can just check
just
me out on Twitter.
Classic.
And Instagram
you know, we've seen
and
this pattern happening
since
before 2020 with this.
Barbara Boxer joining me at the top of hour number two tonight, so stick around for that. She's always great when she's on the show with me. So stick around for Senator Boxer, and we'll be talking about
a lot of different things. Then amplify and control
once you get
that story,
here. I just
and that's
go
what's
back
happening
to this
here.
Politics.
So while
stopping
Mayor Genrich
at the
has been doing
edge,
the quiet. Steady,
you know,
boring.
It's not that
non-sexy
long ago.
Work of being a mayor.
I mean, it's 10,
they
15
are,
years ago.
The other side is lighting up this
the
controversy
chicks.
About
I don't know if you
being
remember
recorded
the Dixie Chicks.
In City Hall.
So the Dixie
it look
Chicks
like
back in the early
2000s,
maybe it was
of privacy,
20 years ago,
when
15,
in fact,
yeah, 18
this
years
is
ago,
a common thing.
We were at
that
war
happens in a lot of public
Iraq,
buildings
a war
and
that
has been
was
happening
a
in the police department for 20
Iraq
years and the Metro Transit Center for many years.
He was a bad guy. We all knew he was a bad guy.
It's common.
He didn't attack us on
but
the
they're controlling the narrative and they're making it look
and
like
the Dixie
a
Chicks
giant
were
problem for the
in
mayor.
England at a concert.
So, Eric, so
they
the incumbent mayor
minor
he
slap
is
at
backed by Democrats. He's a former Democratic
and
Assembly
the
representative,
right wing
so he's
lost their minds about it.
You know, more or less
right?
a Democratic
Politics
mayor.
Stops at the
and he's being challenged by a former Republican Assembly representative.
And people started burning Dixie Chick records.
There's not always this type of typical left-right dynamic in mayoral elections. It can be a lot different at
the
local level as compared to a typical statewide race.
Foreign policy
but this does kind of bring
in
the typical, you know,
it is
right
a
left
major
arguments.
Power
and like you mentioned that
right you can't
there,
declare war.
Seems
Congress
to be
can declare war, but,
you know
since
it's part
since
seems
Nixon,
to be part of a larger trend
presidents
from
have
Wisconsin
started
Republicans
wars without
to really try to invent
right?
and drum up some controversy where there really isn't any.
Including
you are
a,
absolutely
a designation
right. This is
of,
a nonpartisan race that is
the war
completely
on terror, which
partisan.
Is probably
and it's
needs
ugly.
To be
and I got to tell you, people up here
people
don't like it.
Talk
people
about
up
this.
Here
I think
are
I talked
tired
about
of all of this
at one point.
Ugliness and finger
how,
pointing
you know, people
and yelling
call
at
the
each
cartels
other.
In Mexico terrorists so that they can use the War on Terror Act.
They
to
want
start a war
roads
in Mexico.
That don't have potholes.
I don't want to do that.
They want to work together. They want to keep taxes down. And
but
that
to hear the right wing losing
in these
it,
races
and by the way, it's the
it's
far
just,
right wing of the Republican
it's got
Party.
This
moderate,
soap opera
mainstream
spicy quality to it. We've got to focus on the things
we're
that
out over
really
the weekend
matter, Dan.
Supporting
and
Ukraine.
So that's why it's
being
just
very
wonderful
clear. Mitch McConnell
that
was
you're giving
in
us
Europe.
This opportunity
in
to
Munich
talk about what truly
when the president
does
was on his way
in cities like Green Bay.
To
yeah.
Kiev.
So when I covered the Milwaukee mayor's
and
race,
Mitch
last
McConnell,
year, you know,
the
it was,
minority
it was a lot
leader of the U.S. Senate,
kind of dovetail with
made it very clear
that the war
on the war in Ukraine must be won by the Ukrainians.
State
shared
revenue,
to stand by them.
Different local revenue
now,
options.
Kevin McCarthy and his radical
you know,
right
and,
Congress
and just
in the House.
Simple things
the House.
Like. Police,
they have been
fire,
rattling their
safety,
sword, saying that they will not give a
public
blank check
and like
to
all these
Ukraine.
Different things that
well, look,
you know, Department of Public Works and all these
I'm
different things. You know, I forget exactly where it was, but I heard a quote
a
once that said there are three
number of
political
in
parties in the United States of America.
That
there
are
Republicans and Democrats and mayors.
To
when it really gets down to it, because a lot of the times these mayors are in nonpartisan places and they have to. You know, is it partisan to plow the streets? You know, after
know.
A snowfall, this isn't
that
the partisan type of thing.
Bully,
but it gets sucked into that with the campaign
done.
Process. So
it
what are some
solve
of the real
problems.
Issues
the bully
that
will
you think should be more
you,
prioritized
no matter what
in this race in Green Bay?
And this is a conversation.
Well,
I can't wait to talk to Senator
Boxer. Everybody wants lower
Boxer
property taxes.
This,
everybody wants good schools. Everybody wants police and fire. And you know, the police and fire thing is so interesting to me because I'm sure your listeners know. I know Kristen talks about this a lot
on the right,
one of
have
the
forgotten all the rules. See, this
the
is the thing.
Are
they don't
the
really have
to
rules,
shared
right? This,
revenue.
This politics stops
shared
at the
revenue
edge
has been
rule, which is,
stale
you know, I think
for
is a,
over
a
decade, and that
you
is the Republicans in the legislature failing to fund our
crisis,
municipalities, and that
supporting the president.
Starves
we all rallied
our
around
police and fire. That
George W. Bush
police.
After 9/11, we all rallied around George Herbert Walker Bush after
you guys are
Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait.
To the Democrats, and it's so untrue.
And
it's
one
so
could
wrong.
Argue that
so I think that's
the,
one of the biggest
the situation
issues
with
people
Kuwait
here in Green Bay are concerned about
was
they
not
have
as
seen
dire
crime change.
As the situation
I'm not saying that there's a giant crime
with,
wave, but
Ukraine,
you know, we need
right?
to make sure that our
significant
police
disruption
department
in
is
oil
properly funded, that we're able to recruit,
Saddam
would have
dominated more of the oil market than he already did.
The mayor has absolutely been supportive of the
allowing
police,
Putin
but his
to take Ukraine
no.
and then maybe take
although
other states that used to be part of the USSR
actually defunded
would
the
create
police
a significant problem in Europe.
Well, a decade of Republican budgets cutting
on a crash
state
course to
revenue,
World War II. Three.
Has certainly
we may already be
put
doing.
A lot of strain on local communities.
But
and it's not just, you know, I think Milwaukee gets a lot of the attention
doesn't
because
mean you
of the
can't disagree with him when he's here. It doesn't mean
you
can't have a policy debate about what's going
state.
On. I think, in fact,
so you have these massive
when it comes
cuts.
To
you can
using
look at the police department
forces.
In Milwaukee. There's always conversation about that.
But why
but this
people
is
think
an
that it's okay
that,
not to support these
Ukrainians? I keep saying this over and over. It affects
who are fighting
every
so
community
hard,
in the state.
So valiantly.
It affects every municipality in the state.
Fighting
so we're about to come up to a break
we
here.
Consider
we are going to continue
noble.
Talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
I mean, it is a
after
noble
the break,
cause.
You are listening
they
to Ask Goes Wisconsin,
this is
and
a
I'm Dan Schaefer filling in for Kristen
that
Bry.
That was trying
we'll right
to remove itself from the sphere of influence from the Russians and start gravitating towards NATO and the EU.
ABC
and
News,
Russia
I'm Mark Remillard. The Biden
is trying to keep them in their sphere,
the
and they're trying
TikTok
to do it not by
sell off their Chinese
economic
interest
policy
in the app over
and
concerns
offering
the
them
Chinese government could be
to stay
accessing
in their
user data.
This is a big
but
move,
by brute
and it certainly marks
force,
a major escalation.
First by taking
the Biden
Crimea,
administration is warning
and then
TikTok
by trying
that it could
to annex provinces
US.
in eastern Ukraine, if not destroy the entire country. And they are fighting a total war. They are not attacking military targets. They are getting nowhere attacking military targets. They are attacking the civilians of Ukraine. And we should all be appalled by that. And we should support the Ukrainians, and we should support the president when he's over there. The fact that they're not doing it to me is
just un-American. A total of 11 sheriff's deputies in Henrico County, Virginia, now facing charges.
All right, stick around. More to come. You're listening to The Chris Hahn Show, and I'll be right back.
Last week, all 11 officers are facing secondary murder charges. Rescue operations ongoing at a coal mine in central Colombia that collapsed this week. Officials say the death toll is 21 people. This is ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The number 2, VOTE. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as
Welcome
Captain
back
Caveman.
To Asgo's, Wisconsin.
Law
My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm your host today. I'm filling in for Kristen Bry.
Well, let me
if you don't
read a quote
know
from
me and my work, I'm the founder of
I
the Recombobulation Area,
this fantasy world
a weekly column and online publication covering news and politics.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first
day. Today we're talking about number of races down ballot.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Spring election in Wisconsin.
And
right now we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lange, who's been telling us a little bit about what's been going on in the race for mayor in Green Bay. Kristen is also, as I mentioned, she's a doctor. She is an OBGYN. So she has had an interesting few months in the state of Wisconsin. To say the least, after the 1849 ban kicked into gear after the U.S. Supreme Governor Court. Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about
Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure.
I'm just going to read your words back to you, I guess, because that's fun radio. You tweeted, I am a sixth generation Wisconsinite, currently providing general OBGYN care for women and families in Minnesota because my home state is threatening to put doctors like me in jail for helping women manage infertility. Miscarriages.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs.
I think it's a common misconception.
I'm not closing the door, right?
Like, taking the losses is not easy.
It's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. But yeah, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. I'm not there. But it's all time.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Braun. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
That we provide to our patients. Contraception, ready infertility management, complicated pregnancies like PFAS, and you know, there are so many things that can happen that unless you're in that situation, you don't really fully understand that this is technically abortion care, and abortion care is what's under fire because of this 1849 criminal abortion ban that was instituted before we even knew that germs caused disease. That's how old this is. There's
all
so
right.
much confusion about
I'm
it
back.
That it's creating.
I got Senator
a lot
Barbara
of fear,
Boxer joining me at the top
People
of the next
don't know
hour.
Where to go
just a little
and
bit.
Ask questions. They don't know if
follow me on Twitter.
I'm
at Christopher
questions.
Hahn on Twitter. Christopher Hahn
this
NY
on
Instagram and ChristopherHahn.com.
The
aggressive progressive podcast. New episodes every Tuesday available wherever you get podcasts. And I don't know if you've heard.
And patients.
But I got a new product. It's called The Daily Rant.
It's not a good
scenario. We call it product in business. We call our shows products.
To have this 1849 law in place.
I rolled out about a month ago. It's called The Daily Rant with Chris Hahn. It is on every day at noon on most of these stations. And if it's not on your stations, call your station manager and say, I want Chris Hahn. Remember the MTV commercial? I want my MTV. I want my Chris Hahn rant. I want
to
be yelled at for 12 minutes.
I'm not bringing my patients there.
Every day,
I'm going
once
there,
a day,
and I am providing
Monday through Friday,
general OBGYN
right
care. I'm not even
12
really doing
show.
Like straight up abortion care.
Just
I
check
just
it out every day,
delivering
noon.
Babies
and it's pretty damn
helping
good.
Women
I think.
Who have
I'm working really hard at it.
Gynecology related
I love
problems.
Doing it.
There's
you know,
a
look,
lot of need. There's a giant
usually I
got to
wait till Thursday
the country, and I have a Minnesota license, so that's just where I'm practicing right now.
And what's bothering me?
Because I am actually
and now I could do it every day. Just go into my office. See this show I do in
the
studio. The
Attorney General,
but the Daily Rant I do from my home
wondering,
studio. So I go into my office, turn on my microphone,
be enforcing
and I yell
this 1849
it.
Criminal abortion ban. And because I'm on that case
what's
and because I'm
yelling
so
about?
Visible
and
talking about
says,
this, because people need to know. Like people need to
the
know
void.
That their
it's
lives
kind of how
are
your dad
hanging
makes his
in
living.
The balance because
so
of this.
That's one of the things I like to do.
And that makes me a target and it makes me feel uncomfortable about practicing here.
For about 12 and a half
why I'm in Minnesota.
Yeah. One of the things I'm yelling about
over the next few months,
you should
we can have
about.
A little bit of a resolution to what's whatever this case is to a decision that could come down to this election that would could decide
right?
the balance of power
I'm
on the Wisconsin
of these
Supreme Court
who have
between Jan Prosewitz and Daniel Kelly. That's going to be a huge part
mostly
of it. The case being brought forth,
or somebody
like
wrong
you mentioned by
personally.
Attorney General Josh Call, that's going to be a huge part of it.
Transfer that.
You know, we see right now
to the rest of us.
You mentioned
they
just what's happening in nearby states and the care that you're able to provide in a state
like
Minnesota.
Like
you know, we're seeing.
I don't think it's very
Minnesota
good for America
and Illinois. And Michigan take steps to expand
and this week,
you know, access to reproductive.
There's a woman named Marjorie
care.
Taylor Greene. I don't know if you've heard of her.
Wisconsin
I don't know if I've
is
mentioned her on this program
that,
before.
It's
sure
creating a problem for so many of our residents.
She's kind
of
like
so. It's really important.
She's kind of like
that people
if,
show up on that election and,
know,
and pay
if,
attention
like,
to
if
experts like yourself
came to life and
who can
a member of
clear
Congress.
Up some of that misinformation and really talk about the type of care that you're able to provide as an OBGYN.
I'm talking about that crappy
we know that Wisconsinites want this kind of care. We know that Wisconsin people in Wisconsin don't want politicians in their exam rooms. People in Wisconsin want to be able to come to their doctor with
the bread with mustard and lettuce
have all
and, you know,
of the information
good,
gotta, and evidence-based they care laid out for them. And then they want to go back to their families and their faith leaders, and they want to think about it and choose the best pathway for themselves.
You may or may not know this about Marjorie Taylor Greene, which is a little crazy, right?
She said at one point that Jewish space lasers from space are controlling the weather now. Only you can make those decisions for yourself.
If that was the case, wouldn't we have better weather here in
New York? You're listening to Ask Goes Wisconsin. You are joined during this segment by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's been talking a little bit about the realities of providing care under the Nazis, state's 1849 criminal abortion ban.
Rally. Democrats
how difficult
her from
and
her
challenging and frankly unfair that has been
she's Kevin
McCarthy many of the last few months. We also have had a chance to talk a little bit about the race for mayor in Green Bay.
She got her committees back.
And I think, you know, I'm interested in just kind of your take on
she's also going
kind of where,
a divorce.
Where this race is headed.
Personally,
you know, you mentioned that the incumbent mayor
and I'm not
is more or less a Democrat. The challenger is more or less a Republican. This
her,
is a nonpartisan race in name only. So what are you expecting for these final couple weeks of the campaign there?
Like this divorce is actually
crazy up here. This is kind of where my worlds are colliding. Because really,
I guess some people get divorced.
Crazy, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. There's a giant abortion component to the mayor. Race in Green Bay.
I don't believe that.
This is
like
what it is. Mayor Genrich, as a Democrat, has supported abortion rights
and she's
in the past.
Clearly enjoying
and Chad Weininger, the
because
challenger,
she wants the rest
has
of the country
not.
To
Actually,
get
he
divorced.
Hasn't supported women. He hasn't supported
she made
workers.
A tweet, and then she went on a program on some far right program.
And
talked
his
about the
wife,
need
Heather,
for a national
is the
divorce.
Executive director for Right to Life Wisconsin.
Now, I want to remind you.
Which is an organization that wants
Kevin McCarthy,
no abortions for any reason,
in the history
including
of speakers,
stay with me on this.
Had
the
smallest
the life of
victory
the mother. Help me understand how that is pro-life. Because in my book, that's a couple
a
of deaths right there.
His first midterm.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So when you've got this, you know, we talk a lot about values, especially when we're talking about nonpartisan races, because we don't want to make it about Republicans and Democrats. We want to make it about who am I most aligned with. And I can tell you, knowing these two candidates, most Wisconsinites' values are aligned with incumbent Mayor Genrich.
Brother against brother.
Well, and that bears out in the
and who gets what? Like Marjorie Taylor Greene represents
the great statewide
state
polling as well, because you know this
the
was
great state
a big
Georgia
part
has
of the
a Republican
gubernatorial race last year,
which is Gary Manuel.
When we saw the polling come in,
and they have
where,
a Republican governor, but
where Wisconsinites
Democratic
stand on abortion rights issues, and not only do
Atlanta.
Most Wisconsinites support Roe v. Wade,
now, if we separate by red states and blue states,
it's
suggested
an overwhelming
by
number of Wisconsinites to support having
does
exceptions.
Most of Georgia go with
particularly
the
for life
red states
of the mother,
and
but also for instances
Georgia, you know,
of
Atlanta
rape and
stays. With the blue states?
So
what the, about people
like
who
you mentioned
move there for college?
What was it? You said the wife
leave?
Of the
Marjorie
the
Taylor Greene also said that there should be a 5-year waiting period before you can vote
that
if you move from a blue
state. That organization is way out on the deep end.
I wonder if you feel the same way about moving from a red state to a blue state.
That would just completely
like,
knock
what,
out
you know,
things
a lot of
like infertility
New York City,
care.
Right? New York City
like
is a
couples
place.
Who want to start
and,
a family.
You know,
this is
people
about
talk
making
about how
sure
the state
that
of New
people
York
have information and
it's definitely
access.
Losing population.
And
people
if you want to start a
upstate,
family,
York,
geez,
Long
you
Long
know,
Island,
let's make
place,
that possible.
But they're not New York City. New York City keeps getting
because
bigger
of the process of infertility care.
Because people go to New York City because it's a place they want to be. Because there's things
tough,
to do and opportunities in New York City. It's the greatest city
and
in the world.
Organizations
and
organizations like Wisconsin Right to Life
and I've
make
been traveling.
It very
it's
hard
great.
For
and
infertility doctors
Rome,
to be able to provide
Paris,
that kind
and I'm
going
to go to London in the spring.
Treatment
but I still love
to couples who desperately want to start families. So the devil is in the details here. But ultimately it comes
down to I don't understand
how
a woman on
the
Homeland
the best
Security
for you. With the
could
help
be out there advocating
a trained
for,
provider
for civil
who
war.
Has your best
in the old days,
in
that
that's
would have
exactly
gotten you
right.
censured.
It's not
and
a black
in the old
issue.
Days, I mean, like 5 years
for,
ago.
For most people, I think it.
It would have gotten
you know,
removed
it,
from your committee.
People
or
see
at least
a lot of gray
committee,
area on, in,
the committee
in this
that's
issue. And
responsible
that gray
for
area can be
people.
Cleared up. Not with a politician, but with your doctor.
She goes on television.
Because each individual
right?
situation
it's not just
is different.
And she talks about it. She's like, so,
and Dan,
the difference
it's
is
shocking
great.
To me how
we
little information people have
by them
about,
their
like an ectopic pregnancy
wokeness.
Is a pregnancy that's implanted
that
somewhere
down.
Where it can't survive. And
this
people
woman
don't
wants
recognize that
war.
When we treat a woman who has an ectopic
because
pregnancy,
some people want
that's
you to call
technically
them by
an abortion.
Their preferred pronouns.
But we have to do that to save her life, because an untreated ectopic and a ruptured ectopic can cause someone to bleed to death in minutes.
Over whether or not I can call you a
they. That's the number one reason that people die early in pregnancy.
Now and again,
I've
said this before.
So you're putting doctors in an impossible situation, not just OBGYN doctors, but emergency medicine doctors who are seeing these people initially and trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do here? What are the legal implications? Even radiologists, what are the legal implications of me reading this ultrasound and recognizing that there is a... There's a heartbeat. There's cardiac activity here.
Civil freaking war.
What can we do with this pregnancy?
Over that.
It is so complicated.
She wants a civil war because people want to teach black history.
Can figure these issues out.
Absolutely.
I kid you not.
So you wanted to talk a little bit about
in Georgia
event that's coming up.
No less. We're
coming up in Green Bay.
There's a pretty sizable African American population.
Oh yeah, have you heard about these rally for our rights?
AP Black History was taken away from people in Florida by Ron DeSantis or Meatball Head. I don't know what we're calling him now. I call him Ron the Horrible.
Oh man, it's amazing. So we were in Appleton last week. This weekend on Saturday at 2:00, we are going to be at the Premier Theater in downtown Green Bay.
Because of wokeness,
rally for our rights. Sarah Godlewski is going to be
how
there.
Are you being
We've got a
bullied?
Bunch of local speakers,
Marjorie.
Music, organizations.
You want a national divorce because you
goal
really
is to
like
get people
being
excited,
divorced. It's worked
to
out
to help people
you.
Recognize what's at
now
stake.
Now you want
here,
to project that.
And to just
all
build
of
that
us.
Sense of community that
this
we are
no
all
different
so
than
desperate for. Push away
those
the
people
fear
who hate gays
and bring together the
you turn
hope
out,
that
find
we
out
are looking forward to continuing to grow so
and,
we can look to the future instead of trying to go back to the past.
And stop pretending to be straight.
You know,
live
that's
an
where
honest,
we're at
open
Wisconsin
life.
Right now. We gotta have hope for the future
love,
because
have
we're
sex
being governed
with
by
have sex
something
with.
From,
and stop
from the past in a really
hating.
Kind of unacceptable way.
Stop putting your personal
problems
on us.
There's a number of these events.
There is
the rallies for your rights happening all across the state. The Sarah Godlewski's
that a gay person can
is
do
part
to
of this.
You.
There are a number of other organizations
that
part of this.
Your life.
I know
well,
there
what's
are,
the worst
there
that
are
can
events
happen?
Happening
Maybe
all over the state in the final weeks before the
out.
Election, before
and,
the spring
and,
election
and
here.
Gets the wrong
so
impression
if,
and
you know, wherever you are tuning in to this show on Askos Wisconsin, all of our wonderful networks on Civic Media Network, where you're tuning in statewide, there's probably an event happening close to your community and you said the one in Green Bay is this Saturday.
Nothing to worry about there.
Let's see. There's one on Sunday, too. I think in Eau Claire.
You want to make them.
We've got Madison. And then we've got Milwaukee.
Horrible lives.
The following weekend.
Because you worry they might flirt with you. You're not worried that they might flirt with you. You're worried you might like it.
There's so much desire to see things turn around.
You're worried that you might actually like it.
You're worried that you might actually
like it.
How much is at stake with the Supreme Court race.
Because you know you will like it.
So people are energized. We're tired.
So you project your hatred of yourself
onto them. And we are going to be the people who make the change, who make the
and
difference.
We
the
can't be
state.
Doing that in this
Absolutely.
Government anymore in this country.
In
we
Green Bay.
Need
a
to be a country
election,
that is accepting
so being,
and open and honest, and people's mental health problems should be
think,
addressed in private,
races,
not through government service.
Gonna be a very
and Marjorie
one,
Taylor Greene has a mental health
for,
problem,
for,
in my opinion.
The incumbent mayor up
and it's probably from a bad marriage or other abuses she may have suffered in her life. But those are her problems. I am all for addressing mental health. I am not for them being
break
public policy
in just a minute and we'll be your talking
projection
about some
of
headlines
your hatred.
After that but at the 12 o'clock at the top of the 12 o'clock hour
I am not for
oppressing
we're
going to be joined
people.
By Paul Noonan who's going to be talking to us
or causing
about
violence
a certain
country.
Quarterback also in Green Bay the eyes of the world on Green
problem.
Bay today so we're going to be talking with Paul
and it always seems to come
Aaron
up
Aaron Rodgers has his he
light.
Lined up his radio segment at the same time
self-aware people
that Paul and I were scheduled to be talking
something works for them they are
so that's going to be a pretty interesting
it's why, like,
pretty
the only way you can get
we'll
a conservative
live
to come
to something
out
happening on another radio station.
When they find
I
out
tell
their kids.
You,
that's going to go, but.
Dan, this is as the bay turns up here. It is a soap opera.
Well, I'm glad we were able to have you on today and to talk about Green Bay. The eyes of the world, the sports world around Green Bay, the eyes of the political
Marjorie.
World.
I know you're happy
tuning
you're getting
into Green Bay
you're
this
a lot
week
of
as well.
With
the rally for your rights this weekend, with the important race happening for
United States.
Dr. Kristen Lierley, thank you so much.
All right, stick around
for joining us today.
More to come. You're listening to Chris Hodge.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, we are going to be headed to break here, and we will be right.
Pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake. I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure.
Welcome back.
But my life
to
changed
Ascos,
when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from
my
the old masters.
Dan,
in no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings thanks to paintbynote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint By Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling
in
art galleries. With my Paint By Note method, I can teach anyone to paint.
So
I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings.
Offer subscriptions.
I'd like to give you a free lesson
a month
to prove
just
it.
To get started.
No credit card required. Just go to paintbynote.com. Like a music note. Paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Local journalism that we provide. Heat.
Power
at the Recombobulation
and water
area.
Are things people cannot
we were joined
take
for the last
granted.
Couple segments
the elderly, disabled,
before
the veterans,
by Dr. Kristen Meyerly. We were talking a little bit about the race
living.
For mayor
struggling
in Green
to keep
Bay.
These services on
we're also
and their
talking
bills
about
paid.
Some of her work
if you are in danger
as
of losing
an OBGYN
water,
in
call
a post-Row, Wisconsin, where we have the 1849
or
criminal abortion ban. She was telling us about some of the really tricky issues that she has been facing as an OBGYN. With that ban in place.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host
of
Morning Cannolis.
Here, we're going to be talking a little bit about the headlines
every single Saturday morning
in the news
from
across
9
Wisconsin
a.m.
today.
To 11
so
a.m.
News,
we talk about
Madison,
the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America.
Legislative Republicans,
delighted to have you join. Call in and be a part of the discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is reporting from Molly Beck.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not
right.
That would
starting
add
to save even in your 50s can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Until after
weather on this snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snowblowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
The Wisconsin State Senate
forecast on the
to
show.
Pass
overcast overnight.
This legislation
coming mixed precipitation.
And
level
Democrats
off
are united in their
out
opposition
of the Southwest.
To Tony Evers released a statement.
Mixture of precipitation likely
along with
tomorrow.
This,
high temperatures reach up to 32.
Echoing comments
overcast
that he has made
skies,
over and over again.
Night, chance of snow
saying
showers.
That,
lows level
quote,
off around 13.
I have been clear from the beginning. I won't sign a bill
tomorrow.
That leaves Wisconsin women with fewer rights and freedoms. That they had before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned
degrees.
Roe.
The Shah 101
majority
FM,
of Wisconsin
your
supports
fix
restoring
for
Roe
progressive
and repealing the 1849-era criminal abortion ban.
Always streaming at
WAUKradio.com. So will Tony Evers
driving conservatives crazy since
if
the
it were
day
to pass,
he was born. The
Republicans
Chris
don't
Show.
Have the votes to pass it. So this is really just, they're really just
all right.
Robin Voss and legislative Republicans.
Barbara Boxer joins me on the other side of the break.
That they don't have the votes to pass.
I love Senator Boxer.
That
I
would get vetoed.
Yes,
and so this is really just a performative desperation play.
Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. Christopher Hahn, NY, on Instagram. At ChristopherHahn.com.
Even if they had the votes, the governor would veto it. But this is just performative nonsense. This is playing politics plain and simple. This has nothing
to
do with reacting to the moment of Wisconsin needing to address its outdated
or an Instagram account.
Laws.
I mean, I had to add NY. I didn't couldn't even get Christopher
on Instagram. It's just playing politics to try to get the one thing that the
Christopher Hahn,
Republicans largely support these exceptions as well.
I live in New York.
Voss has in the past, I don't know if I haven't taken the details of this legislation yet, but Voss has in the past said that he would require victims to file a police report.
That's just where I live in
before
make my life
having
my family
the option
love,
to have a legal abortion in the case of rape and incest.
I want to talk about the weather
too.
I wake up on
the latest instance
morning,
of Robin Voss and legislative Republicans playing
actually,
politics.
It's always on my TV when I wake
instead
up.
Instead of yeah, and,
the last
and
thing
and
I usually
playing,
watch
playing,
the other
politics.
Day is
that's
Seinfeld
such a term that
reruns.
You
even
know,
though
gets
I can watch
around.
Them
but,
for free
but you
on
have
Netflix
to think about what exactly
without
they're doing
commercials.
Here. They're not trying to
I
pass
watch
any
them with commercials on Channel 11
make a difference
11 o'clock
in the lives
at night. I think I've been doing this
in the ways that you know, in our last segment, Dr. Kristen Meyerly talking
right?
about the very complex issues that are specific to each patient. that people would
love
have
that
the,
show.
Have
it's a
the
great
option
show. And it,
to address
it's,
this,
it's
this
one of my
is
favorite
just
things to do. And
this
I,
is
I don't
just
watch
Robin
the whole
Voss
thing usually. I'll watch the first 15 minutes
going through the motions of playing,
I wake up.
I think this WPIX is really desperate.
On. Usually
I think this
same
is a desperate
time,
move.
I watch it every morning. I watch
Republicans
the weather on WPIX. Almost always on when I wake up.
The situation
the weatherman
that they're
is talking about a heat wave
potentially losing the majority that they have on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I think Robin Voss has
come up to D.C.
Has himself
it's
to blame
today here in New York.
I think
it's
in a lot of ways,
like 40 degrees
for
as cold as
the way that Republicans
here,
have
right?
responded.
We had like 2 days of like 20 degrees here.
Changes post Roe v. Wade because,
but
it's
you know, 40
the governor
degrees
called
today, so
multiple
like
special sessions last
like
year.
70 degrees. On
one
Monday.
In advance of
it's 80 degrees.
Yeah, official decision by
in
the U.S.
South
Supreme
Jersey
Court
today.
Following the leak.
In South Jersey, 100 miles.
And one
degrees.
Closer
the weatherman
to
on WPIX
the election. And
there's a 20% chance
this
that
has been a losing issue for abortion
it's
rights, reproductive rights.
Up.
This has been a losing and issue for Republicans in this midterm election
on,
cycle.
On the day that it was in the 40s.
They lost the election. They lost the governor's
I don't know
the gubernatorial
what the
election.
Weather's
Tony
like
Evers got reelected.
And I know that there are a lot of people in
the
Midwest.
They lost on this issue.
Serious, extreme cold weather.
And they're trying to desperately find
a
way through.
A non-winter here in New York
using the levers of powers that they control.
Look, I don't like
at the moment to try
climate.
To get some headlines,
right? We
so
know
say,
that
oh,
La
we're responding to people. No, you're not
impacting our weather.
You're not responding to what people
jet
want
stream to the north of
people
New
reelected
York.
Tony Evers, people reelected Josh Paul.
I've
they
had
won
a
these
lot
statewide
of days
elections
where
because
run in
this
shorts
is a losing issue for Republicans
in February,
and now
a lot more
days
than I'm used to having
to try to change the narrative.
It
has been
is
going against their terrible candidate,
kind of intense.
Daniel Kelly, who's been off on this issue,
and
off
I've been
on a
having
host
this
of
conversation
issues
with people. And it's
you know, there's another issue that I wanted before this became in the headlines today. I wanted to talk
like
about another story. Don't have a ton
of
time to talk about it here
of,
because we're going to be coming up
country,
against a break, and we're going to be joined by Paul Noonan.
I mean,
to talk about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers after the break. So that's going to be a very
February
interesting conversation. But
that doesn't
headline from The Guardian. Election denied donors pour millions into key Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Daniel Kelly has been backed by a ton of these election denying Republicans. He was part of the fake electors plot, one of the lawyers that Republicans consulted with on the fake electors plot. He went on an election denier tour with Michael Gableman. Michael Gableman was the state Supreme Court justice he's voted with most often when their terms overlapped.
Right, we've had
on the state Supreme Court.
The average temperature the last couple of weeks is
Daniel Kelly way off on the deep end on democracy issues. I wrote a column at the Recombobulation Area and also with published in partnership with my friends at Heartland Signal to talk about the threat to democracy that Daniel Kelly poses.
Something happens.
And so I would encourage you to check that out. But after the break here, we're going to be joined by Paul Noonan. He is our Packers insider, I suppose, for the As Goes Wisconsin show. Regular guest here to come back. I know Kristen was talking about yesterday trying to get him on the show. He's like, well, I'm already coming on to talk to Dan.
Seemed to get warmer.
So we're going to be talking to Paul about whatever in the world is happening with Aaron Rodgers. And the potential trade to the Jets, and the potential end of an era of Aaron Rodgers football in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So we're going to be talking about that after the break. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in for Kristen Bry.
At some point where it snows.
ABC News. I'm Mark. We can just play three headlines and a lie.
Fantastic. I saw it go. Who could have thunk that?
Who could have predicted this?
Who would have seen that coming, and why didn't anyone warn them? I saw it go.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am going to be your host for today. I am filling in for Kristen Bry, who is away. But if you don't know me, my name is Dan Schaefer. I have been, I've filled in for Kristen on a number of occasions on this show. I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. I write a whole lot about elections, politics, what's happening in state government, things like that. Also this week, I wanted to let you know that we launched something new in partnership with Civic Media over at the Recombobulation Area. We launched a new podcast series called Bird on a Wire. It features conversations on hope, civility, and action with former candidate for Wisconsin State Assembly, Lou Ann Bird. I profiled her for a piece at the Recombobulation Area last year during the run-up to the midterm elections. That piece has since won a Milwaukee Press Club Award. So do check that out. It's called